5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
September Brownless.
Put moron number two on the phone.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. The rubbish bins were out a bit later.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
No, oh, bins brownless.
Yes,
so that's what he is. September, the grass gets cut and the bins go out a bit later, and that's when Fat's at his best.
Yes,
I'll tell you what we got coming up today.
What?
Tommy Rockcliffe. Old Rock.
Oh,
Big
Fat.
Shorts.
Actually got 3 votes on the weekend, Jim, so we'll just... I think he needed it too, to be honest.
I'm not sure he goes by the nickname of Fat.
No, just between you and I. Yes.
And so we're looking forward to The Rock coming up, of course, and we'll just talk a little bit of footy and Beyond Blue, our great friends, later on. And then, again, there'll be a really disappointing joke and that'll be your show.
That's probably it.
I reckon that's about it. Hello to you.
That's a good...
show.
Summary. G'day, Jim. Great to be with you. I'm in the studio today
because
I've been down to G Town and just set up the pub.
Well, the rings of steel everywhere.
Well, let me tell you, there's a big lineup going the other way.
Jeez.
They're going to get caught at Little River. And,
well, how are you going to go back there?
Well, I've got a permit.
Have you?
Mm.
So you just go down a different lane?
Well, I hope so, because there's a long lane, Jim. And it's $5,000 now if you want to come from Melbourne to go into regional Victoria, Jim.
Might be worth it.
Yep.
$5,000. That's a lot of money. Great to see you too, Rabsy, in person. Not really.
The case is now closed, but Cardiff's own caped crusader is far from forgotten.
What a joker.
Angie Asimus, 7 News.
What is that, Ryan?
What is that, Ryan Warren? From Narry Warren?
Yeah.
Just a little funny laugh.
Right, I see.
And just there's a joker.
Just an LOL.
All right. Oh, good work. Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. I've got different all sports of sport. Thanks to our good friends.
What was that?
All sports of sport.
Different all sports of sport.
That's it, Jim.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
So
get
on
board a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
Apologies to Sea-Doo, our great friends, of course. What are we going to talk about? Because if people want to hear about things other than cricket, football and golf, Jim, you flog, what are we going to talk about here?
Well, we're going to start with cricket, Jim. Hey, thanks to Sea-Doo, by the way, Australia's number one, and my personal choice in watercraft.
Watercraft, your personal choice. You get the big one.
I get the big one, the big mama.
With the most ballast.
I think it's called the Big Bertha.
Keep you afloat.
And old Fat gets on it.
Yeah, he does.
Chung.
All right, so
some big waves, Jim.
Old Trafford last night.
Last night. What a great game of cricket, must I say, before we bowl the first ball, Jim. England made 302.
They did.
And Australia made 305 for 7. Great game of cricket. Now, let me tell you, I sat down last night because it was on about 10 p.m.
Yes.
And I just had a nice little feed for, I think I had a chook and some chips. And I put the feed up, Jim. I had a frothy. I couldn't even knock the top off it, Jim.
Oh, no.
I couldn't. Before Mitchell Starc.
What is he doing?
I don't know. It's a Wednesday night.
Where are you at?
I knocked the top off a frothy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Jim.
What are you
talking
about?
Oh, Jim.
What happens in your joint in Geelong?
No, I know something else.
Oh, don't say that. Then we will bloody go on. Anyway, I was just about to take the lid off, Jim. And guess what?
Starkey
comes going. Bang, bang.
His ability, Bill, to take wickets in the first 10 balls of an innings in any form of cricket is quite extraordinary. The ball to Joe Roop.
Oh,
yeah, good.
Swung in.
That would have got most people out there.
LBW.
Yep.
He was on a hat-trick.
He was?
I think it's only happened once before. Name the person.
Someone got all three with the first three
first
balls
three
of the game.
Deliveries.
I can't name him.
Chaminda Vass.
Name him, Bob.
Chaminda Vass.
No, but then the big show.
Oh, yeah. Well,
turned up.
But a very good innings. They made 3-2. They recovered. Bairstow, can he whack him around, Jim? So that was good. They got 3-2.
Yes.
Aussies in trouble at 5 for 73 again. Mm. Gee, they can slump. They can slump, the Aussies.
Yes.
5 for 73. And then the big show, your man.
Oh, man.
And Alex Carey. It was good to see him get some runs.
Very good player.
They put on 212, Jim.
When he gets a matchup that he likes, the big show.
Yeah.
Our man Maxie.
Oh, yeah.
He is as devastating a striker of a white cricket ball as there has been in the game.
Well, spot on. It's 7 sixes last night, Jim.
Jeez.
And here they are.
flipped away in fine style by Maxwell.
Oh, that's big. That is huge from Maxwell. And he goes again, leg side. That is a big, big hit. Maxwell.
Anyway, there were seven of them.
One of them, he nearly dropped into the soccer stadium, hit it that far. Geez. Clears that left side fat and gets those hands low. And as I say, if he likes what he sees, and we spoke to our man, Haystacks Calhoun, Johnny Hastings, about getting Maxi back into the side because none of us could understand why he wasn't in there.
Well, he's there now.
Oh, man. That
Molly.
Was superb.
Molly Meldrum.
Molly couldn't work it out.
He
either.
Rang
even,
up.
The big oil rig Stoin.
Steve Smith sat out the game again, so there's some concern there.
Concussed receiving throwdowns. Mm. That's an interesting thing.
It was throwdowns, was it?
Throwdowns, yep. Ooh, wow. But it would have probably been with that wanger, you know, the dog
the
thrower. But still, it's a worry, isn't it?
The wanger, Jim. Yep. Footy, there is a game tonight.
Hello. So people want to hear from sports other than?
Cricket and footy.
And?
Well, it's the footy tonight. North Melbourne, West Coast Eagles. They'll be a beauty, Jim. We'll be watching that.
Or you can listen.
Or you can listen to Triple M, of course. He'll do a great job of it.
Who's calling?
Oh, Barry Downer, the people's caller. Joey Montagna, Bernard Vince, geez, Dale Thomas.
Boring bastards.
Oh, I tell you, that's a bloody lineup right there.
Yes. No, they're good boys. I will be listening.
Yes.
But also, the finals series tickets have been capped, Jim, so no increase for this year's finals. I don't know how you're going to get up there. 30,000 can go to the Gabba for the grand final
Beautiful.
This year.
Good.
And of that, 16,200 will go back to club members.
Yep.
So they'll split them. So 8,100 each, Jim.
I see.
So if a Victorian club gets in, I don't know where they get the 8,100 members in there.
Well, what if they're two Victorian clubs?
Well,
that's going to be even harder.
Yes.
It's Collingwood Geelong or Richmond Collingwood. How are you going to do that? Well, they'd probably have enough up there somewhere or another.
There would be, but
All right, very good.
That's good. Brownlow Medal Night, I think we
went with it first about 3 months ago.
So it's the Sunday after the prelims.
That's it. And it's going to be done basically with virtual rooms. Which again, we went with nearly 3 months ago. Yeah.
Pop-up little areas here than
that's
there.
It.
So that's good, Jim. Giants coach, he's not happy, Leon Cameron, Jim. He is not happy because old Apple, Adrian Corr.
Apple.
Adrian.
Well, it's Apple. He likes to go with Apple.
Aiden. His name's Aiden.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bad name, Aiden.
From Adrian. At least
just put R
name.
In there, an R and a.
All right.
Adrian.
Yeah, that's it.
Adrian. But Aiden, he left the club, Jim, and already, I heard a rumour. Okay. I've heard a rumour.
Yes.
This floated down to me, Jim, that he's already left up there in the hub. Kick back to Sydney, pack your bags up. You're only allowed there for a couple of days, then come back to Melbourne. We're that disappointed in you. Anyway, I caught up with Leon because it's bloody hard to catch up with. He's been busy this week.
In hubs, yep.
And I said to him, what is going on with Aiden Corr? Where is he actually, Leon?
No, Aiden's left. Kelly left, I think, yesterday afternoon. And, that was a disappointing thing to happen because, you know, he exercises his right for free agency, and that's the rules. So he can make that choice, and he's going to exercise his right. I mean, clearly he's not going to play for probably 3 or 4 weeks because of his ankle, and so he probably thought that was the decision he wanted to make during the week. And I'm not going to lie about it. It's really disappointing because we really rate Aiden. You know, we thought he's come a long way in the last year and a half at fullback.
Aiden.
But he has that right to exercise, and we have to respect that.
There's Aiden Corr, Jim.
That's it, not Adrian.
That was Leon Cameron.
That was actually Leon Cameron.
Aiden, his name is. And where is he, actual
Lee? Yes. You know he's going to North Melbourne. Yes. The rumours are he signed a 5-year deal.
He's going to the Kangaroos. Oh,
you
need
say
some defensive help.
Now, Aiden, fair dinkum, mate.
He'll see a fair bit of the Nurry.
You reckon if the Giants won the flag last year, Phil Davis would have turned to Aiden Corr and said,
"Yo, Adrian!
That's it.
Adrian!
A couple other things.
What else?
Tasmania are going to have a new team in the NBL next year, Jim.
Right.
Okay. So they've narrowed it down to three names, okay?
Right.
They've had a lot of nominations.
Oh, how this is. Have a listen
to Bins. I haven't even had a beer. Nominations.
In the Bins Brownless.
From the Tasmanian public, Jim, and they've narrowed it down to three, and they'll reveal the name on October 1, okay?
This is career worst.
The three that they're going to go with, Jim, or look at. The Tasmanian tridents.
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 Right.
T-R-I-D-E-N-T-S.
Tridents.
Tridents.
Yeah.
What's a trident?
At least makes more sense than a trident.
But what
I've
is a trident?
Righto, so that's the first one.
What is it?
Well, it's one of those things they hold like a big fork with three ends to it. That's a trident.
What, the devil?
Well, similar, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's number one. What's the second one?
Tasmanian pride.
Oh, that's, sure, that's not going to work.
Or Tasmanian jack jumpers. That's true. That's what they've narrowed it down to, those
jack
three.
Jumpers.
Tasmanian jack jumpers,
come
Jim.
Come on, Bill.
No, that's true. They're the three. I thought maybe because they're a Tasmanian family club or something like that, or the maps. The maps. Maps.
With the Tasmanian maps. You reckon that's what they're going to call their basketball team?
Go with the one you wanted to
say. No, we won't.
Come on.
So that's that'll be interesting to see what happens. And the last one, and you'll love this, Jimmy. The US Open tomorrow morning.
Wingfoot, upstate New York. Very tough assignment.
Yes.
And our man, Jeff Ogilvie, was the last winner of a US Open at that venue.
At Wingfoot.
And it was one of the most incredible tournaments of all time. He came from nowhere.
Nowhere.
He was, of course, trailing Phil Mickelson, who was miles in front, but Colin Montgomery as well. And they just both imploded and handed him the title, the great man. And our man, of course, Victorian boy, Jeff Ogilvie.
So we won't see any 17-unders or 20-unders.
No, you won't. But anyway, what I want you to do, Rabbits, is hit Bill's opener.
Okay.
For the sport. Just as a recap, the opener that he plays before we start any of these for Sea-Doo.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you vlog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Pretty much all we got out of the report were those sports.
The NBL, the Tasmanian side.
We also had the Tasmanian maps.
Or the cousins, whatever you want to call them.
Oh, no. We're getting Tommy Rockcliffe involved. Wash your mouth out next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M.